What's up?
Hello, everybody.
How
Hello,
you be?
Madison. I'm good. I'm good. Been a good
That's
week. How about
good.
you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'm a little tired. I went to North Carolina this weekend. It was a very quick trip. I drove down on Saturday and back on Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
So it was supposed to be longer. I had initially was going to go for ACC gymnastics and then go down further to South Carolina to see former neighbors. Sorry, I'm messing with my computer charger because for some reason it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. There we go. But my former neighbor passed away a few weeks ago. So I just didn't. And I mean, that was why I was going down there because I was very aware that it was getting to be crunch time. But I just decided not to go. So I felt bad. I wanted to see his wife, but I will see her soon. So I just went to the gymnastics championship. I got down there at like 4 or 3:30 on Saturday. Gymnastics was at 7. Watched the SDSU game in my hotel room on my iPad, by the way, because the hotel did not have ESPNU on TV. So that was annoying.
Of course not.
So I watched it on my iPad while I ate my Cheesecake Factory.
Wait, the game was on, theirs was on ESPNU?
Yeah.
Oh, that's poopy.
I mean, it normally it would have been fine. But I,
Yeah.
so first the TV guide didn't work. I walked in my hotel room at 10:03 and I was on the phone with my husband Joe, and he was like, they haven't tipped yet. They're just doing the like they're walking onto the court. I was like, okay. So I turned the TV on. The guide channel didn't work. So I was literally going through all of the channels, just looking, like waiting long enough to see the little description. And I finally got to ESPN and then ESPN2, and then it flipped to something else. And I was like, mother trucker. So I just pulled up my iPad and watched it. Watched it on that. And then I came home on Sunday. So
Quite the
I
weekend.
yeah. Well, and then for some reason, like could not sleep at all on Sunday night. I fell asleep at like 11 or 12, slept for an hour, got up, went to the bathroom, like got back in bed and just was wide the heck awake for no reason.
I hate that.
I mean, at like I and then I was finally getting tired and Joe left for work at like 5:30. So I think I maybe got another hour of sleep in there somewhere, but I was basically from when I got home on Sunday at like 4 p.m. all the way to Monday night at like 11 when I finally went to sleep, I got maybe 2.5 hours of sleep.
Jeez.
So
Surprised you ain't got sick yet.
I was a little under the weather after coming back from the summit. Part of that was just screaming over the pep bands to talk to you and whoever else I was next to. Part of that was like South Dakota being dry and just
Fair.
all the weird weather changes in general. It's been that way in Ohio too, like 70 degrees, 40 degrees, 52, 38, like.
We've been dry as hell. We got a little bit of rain. I loved how the forecast over the weekend or Sunday, Monday, it literally went from like a foot and a half of snow to then it kept shifting north, but they were like, you're still gonna get moisture, but this line of the freezing of the water is shifting north. So then it went to like 6 to 10. Then it was 3 to 6. Then it was 1 to 5, and we got, I think, 2 inches of snow, but a good amount of rain before
And
then.
you're in Sioux Falls, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering about that because I saw SDSU, they preemptively closed Sunday, Monday, and then Monday they announced they were going to be closed again Tuesday.
They were closed yesterday. Okay.
Yeah,
It
I
was
think.
weird though how tiny the line was though, because once you got to the Madison exit, I think that's mile marker 109, they got
109
close
or, yeah,
like a
something
foot
like
of
that.
snow from
Yeah.
there to like it was that just 20 minutes north.
I mean, it's like that. I have some friends that I think I told you about. They live in Pipestone now, but they used to live up in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And when they would travel back, always for the Summit League tournament, how she would have to take, like, not take any days off to like go to Frisco or anything because she only has three and inevitably would end up using them for just trying to get home from the Summit League tournament. And they would always say, and they're not the only ones that have said this, It's even if the roads are like rocky, icy, it's okay until you get to that Sisseton exit and you're screwed. For whatever reason, like that is the line. It's the vortex. Like that is just where it changes.
I'm sure others have experienced this too. I've experienced partly cloudy days, and once I get into the Sisseton Hills, it's a thunderstorm. It's partly cloudy days and mostly sunny days in the winter, and you get there and it's blizzarding. I don't know what it is. There's some kind of curse or something. Like, it's nuts. I know it's geographical, but
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's absolutely insane. By the way, listener, not that you care, but we won't have like, God, I'm still fighting that like cough from the summit. It's that kind where if I run out of breath too much and I get to the end of my breath, I have to just like hack it out. But anyways, we won't have our little like outro music tonight because I'm lazy and I didn't make the video of like, this is what's upcoming. So when we leave, it's just going to, you're going to see us like exit the screen and that's going to be it. I apologize.
We are limping into the off season here.
We really are. We really are. Dude, spring break, I needed it so bad. And I feel like, example, earlier today, the internet was out. We're switching internet providers. And it actually, except for today, has been a very smooth transition. They kept the old internet up to begin with, and then they set up a guest network for us while they were switching. So we never like lost internet. Yesterday, I think it was, they sent out this email that looked like a phishing email. And it was like, click this link to sign up for the new Wi-Fi. Didn't have our logo on it, our complex logo or anything, and came from a different address. So I was like, okay, we're not clicking that link. Today, the guest Wi-Fi is not working. So Joe goes down to the office and he was like, yo, we can like, it was one of those where you have to, when you open the, like a browser on your phone on the Wi-Fi, you have to like, not put your name and email in, but register by like checking the box and like verifying and whatever. We can do that on our phones, laptops, whatever, but on our TVs, we can't. There's like no way to check the box. So I was like, dude, we can't stream anything. So he goes down to the office and he comes back and he goes, remember that email you thought was sketchy? And I said, yeah. And he was like, it was legit. You were supposed to click it and like get the password. So we did that. But when the internet wasn't working today, I was like, I was in first word problems for sure. But I was complaining and I was like, dude, it's spring break. And I just want to watch this new stand-up special and I can't. And like, this is annoying. I was like, what am I supposed to do? The internet's out. And Joe goes, you just bought 3 books. And I was like, I don't want to read. So yeah, that's
how spoiled we have become with technology.
Yeah, absolutely. I do actually want to read those books. I bought Reba McEntire's book and I'm super stoked to read it.
Speaking of Reba McEntire, how about them bison?
How about them bison?
There's no correlation between those two. I was just trying to segue as
not at all. Yeah. Let's actually, how about we start with SDSU Utah since that is no longer, since SDSU is out, and then we can move in to our teams that are still active. I actually don't remember what the score of that game was. Do you?
I was unavailable to watch that game.
I don't want to remember.
AKA I fell asleep.
Dude, it was late. It was late.
That was a late game.
68-54. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Here's my thing with that game. We were down like 20-3. which fine. We've had slow starts before. My only gripe with the announcers, other than the usual like South Dakota instead of South Dakota State, there was almost a San Diego State. It was caught. It was a SAS South Dakota State. But anyways, my only gripe other than that was one of them had said when we were down like 20-3 or whatever, one of them was like, South Dakota State hasn't had a slow start in a very long time. And I was like, had about 15 of those this year, but that's all right. Like, so at that point, I honestly, when it hit 20-3, I was like a little concerned, but I truly wasn't like, oh God, we're going to get trampled, because they've done that before. They did that both times against USD. Not to that extreme, but like they did that a little bit against ORU that very first game. Like, I just wasn't that. I was like, this is fine. AJ will, you know, get onto him and they'll figure it out and it'll be fine. But I thought they did a good job of like highlighting who SDSU is as a team, as a program, who AJ is. The women announcer even said at the end, she was like, they'll be back in the tournament because that's what they do. And I was like, thank you. I appreciate that. However, the slow start definitely did screw them over just a tad bit. I mean, they got
back. Like they went on a 17-0 run. Like, what was the second half like? Did they just...
It was close at half, and they just Utah went on a run out of the half. I don't know what it was. 7-0, 10-3, something like that. I mean, enough of a run to create. Like, it was a... What was it, a three-point game at half or something? 27-25, something like that. But then Utah came out of the half and went on enough of a run to create that, like... You know, even if you're at 25, but someone else is at, like, 34, like, once they're in that next, like, group of 10s, it always feels further than it actually is. To me, that's what it felt like. And then we would close it, and they would add. And then there was one point where it got to 14, 15, and we would close it, get it down, 11, 10. I'm not sure if we ever got it down to 9. And then they would just rack it back up. So at one point, it just became too much to overcome, I guess, which sucks, but... It is what it is. Alyssa Peely is a great basketball player, by the way.
For Utah?
For Utah, yeah. That's their big down there. The Alyssa Brooklyn matchup did not disappoint.
Did Utah beat Gonzaga?
They did not.
No?
No. That was 77-66 Gonzaga.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't, I mean, I guess I don't have much to say about it. Obviously we weren't expected to win. I definitely thought we had a chance. Utah did turn the ball over a decent amount. It felt like, especially when we started to go on our run, that's how we were doing it, was forcing turnovers and getting stops. So it definitely could have been won. But I'm not, you know, I'm not distraught over it or anything like that.
Anytime you can get into the dance, doesn't matter the seating. It's especially at the 12-5, everyone's kind of, and you're the last game of the day. Like,
yeah,
people that are invested in the tournament, you get exposure, and you know, you can go. It's one thing to be down that much and you piss it away, but to have a 17-0 run, that gets people interested. It gets people flipping back to the channel, like, oh god, here comes the 12-5, and then they're in, right? So good showing. Obviously tailed off in the second half, but at least you made the first half, first two thirds of the game interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about North Dakota State.
Congrats to the Bison.
To the Bison. They beat Montana on Monday 72-63. We'll get you some stats for that. Montana actually had they were led by Gina Marks in 24 points. That's pretty insane. And then also Maggie Espinillar McGraw had 16 points, and they had a girl score 11 as well. 16 points in the paint, 8 points off turnovers. My bad. Mm-hmm. I was like, that they had more than 8 turnovers. I was like, that is not correct. Actually, they only had 7 turnovers. Montana did.
Yeah, this was
not bad.
NDSU had 10, so I mean, overall, pretty decent.
Pretty clean, yeah.
Yeah.
The lead changed 4 times, and it was tied twice. For the Bison, Abby Draper had 18 points, 7 rebounds. Elle Evans had 17 points, and Abby Schulte had 12. Avery Koonin also had 9, and then 7 apiece for Heaven Hamling and Abby Kurzwinski.
Talk about free throws, 17 of 18 from the free throw line.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Also, so the WNIT expanding to 48 teams, that happened to give NDSU a first round bye. So they played one game to get into the Super 16. We have a very interesting situation going on. So NDSU, I know you're not in the group chat right now because you gave up Twitter for Lent. I had said in the group chat the other night, or maybe must have been Monday night. When did they play? Monday night? Yeah.
NDSU's?
Oh, no. Sorry. Minnesota played last night, though. Minnesota played last night. Yeah. Okay. So I had said in the group chat last night, Minnesota had tweeted that they were hosting. And I'd said in the group chat something along the lines of, like really surprised that NDSU is not hosting. And Brandon said their game just got over and we already know that. He was like, how rude. And I was like, yeah. So then we started talking about, like, I said, I'm honestly like really shocked. Minnesota's attendance was not good. I know it's storming, but like it was still not good.
28. How many does Williams hold? Because they had 28 or not 28. Yeah, their attendance was not good for that game.
It was not good. I was like, I know Midwest basketball fans and they're going to go to the game. So I was like, okay. But I had brought that up and Brandon had said like that he knew that there were businesses, companies, whatever in Fargo that were willing to pitch in to make the game free again.
I don't know how it works because if you, and we'll talk about this game here in just a second, but to put the cart before the horse a little bit, Mike said after the USD win that we're going to Wyoming, but then in his presser says, we win, we're hosting.
He said that on the court too. When he had the mic, he said, we're going to go to Wyoming on Friday night, but if we win, we're going to be right back here.
Well, he said, we hope to see you back here. But then in his presser after, he said, that's when he was like, we're hosting if we win. Or paraphrasing, but.
Yeah,
I think they're saving up. I like saving up. But again, I don't know how it works because if they've already put in an offer for the, you know, the quarterfinals, I don't know how it works.
So listener, if you're not sure why, let me give you more context. So NDSU, if you caught that, is playing Minnesota. They're traveling to Minnesota on Friday night. Who is at Minnesota? None other than Don Plitzewait, right? If we want NDSU to win, of course. But I'm not going to lie, if they lose and USD wins on Friday, I'm not going to be mad about it because that means that USD is either going to Minnesota or Don Plitzewit is walking her happy butt back into the SCSC.
If USD hosts Minnesota on, I'm assuming it's going to be Monday. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. That's why it's so important. Like it's not important, but
we'll throw her a freaking parade. Like there'll be USD fans welcoming the Minnesota bus. Just waiting for Don to step out and just to be like, what's up?
DP, how you do? Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Do we think NDSU can beat Minnesota?
So before I hopped on, I was looking at the box score. Obviously, so they played this season already on November 15th, Minnesota won 75-53. However, this is obviously the third game of the season, right? When you look at the box score, first thing that pops up is I'm going to go backwards. Fourth quarter, 14 apiece. Third quarter, 20 apiece. Second quarter, Minnesota outscored NDSU 23-7.
Yikers.
First quarter, Minnesota won by 6. So it's a blowout, but that second quarter, but that second half, they competed with Minnesota.
And
I don't like the way looking at Minnesota, they've just kind of limped into this WNIT, had some success. NDSU has obviously, you know, made it to the Summer League Championship, had a decent showing there. Good home game against Montana, which is a Big Sky school, which is always, that's a tough game. We had the Big Sky challenge, whatever. But looking at the second quarter, give me one sec here. So NDSU went 3 of 12 in the second quarter, 1 of 6 from three, did not attempt a free throw. Minnesota went 8 of 13 from the field, including 5 of 6 from the free throw line. So that's your difference. That second quarter did not go well for NDSU. So that's the long roundabout way to answer your question. Yes, I think NDSU can beat Minnesota.
I think they can too. I think the thing with NDSU, everything that happened before December 15th, I take with a grain of salt from NDSU. Yeah.
Yep.
Like there was a point this season where I was like, okay, NDSU is not what we thought they were going to be because their non-con was not great. But I just, yeah, what I saw from them in the conference, I think they can win, if not at least be competitive.
L. Evans shot 4 of 15. Heaven, 4 of 12. Abby Schulte only had 7 points. Abby Draper only had 6. And she only played 11 minutes.
Yeah, and obviously that's the core now that is playing 36 minutes.
They had All right, do you have the box score in front of you?
For which one?
For NDSU Minnesota?
I'm on
Don't
their
pull it up.
schedule right now, so I can. Don't pull
Don't
it
pull it
up.
up. How
Okay.
many turnovers do you think NDSU had that game?
Oh, God.
We just talked about them taking care of the ball. How many do you think they had that game?
16.
They had 23. Heaven had 9.
Wow.
That won't happen. That hasn't
Yeah, that won't
happened.
happen tomorrow. Yeah. And how many points did Minnesota score off those turnovers?
They scored
It's
18
10 or more.
points.
18 points, and it was what? 77 to 53.
75-53. So yeah,
That's a 22-point game, and 18 of those points you could argue were off turnovers.
I mean, you have to, you even it out with NDSU, you take away 8 points. You got 67-53. Maybe NDSU scores 13 points instead of 7. Now you got a ball game.
Yeah.
So again, I'd be curious to go see post game comments, but on paper, those are the two things that stick out. Turnovers and that second quarter shooting comparison between Minnesota and NDSU. So we're talking, what, 4.5 months ago? NDSU's gotten a lot better.
Yeah,
A lot
they're
better.
a whole new team. That game, oh, I'm not sure if I have the time. I believe 7 p.m. on Friday night Central.
I gotcha. Yep. Friday at 7 p.m. Central. Are we standard or daylight time? Doesn't matter. Central
We are
time.
daylight, 7 p.m. CDT. That unfortunately will be on Big Ten Plus. You will not be able to watch it unless you pay for a monthly subscription to Big Ten Plus. It is not that expensive just to get it for a month and cancel. I want to say it's like $12 or $14. So if you can afford that and you want to watch the game, that is how to do it. If not, you're SOL for that game. The USD game, Mountain West Network, my own Wyoming's Mountain West. Okay. That last time I checked was free.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Last time I checked.
I have Yote fans asking me left and right, where's the game being broadcast? And I'm like, Mountain West. I didn't click on it. I said, assuming it's a subscription, but not sure. But if it's free, I'm assuming we'll have some watch parties here in Sioux Falls.
I've watched it. So it looks like they have an app now.
Oh,
They
thank
didn't
God.
used to have an app. It used to just be a website. But it looks like Apple TV, Fire TV, Android TV, and Roku. So I would definitely try that, see if it's free. If it's not free, it will be cheaper than all of the other apps. That wouldn't surprise me. I don't know a ton about Wyoming. What
We
I
got back
do.
up. We got to talk about who they just played.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Me right, me right.
USD, me right. USD and Northern Arizona. I did not have high hopes for USD, given the way that Northern Arizona played South Dakota State earlier this season. That was a double overtime game, 110 to 102, I believe, in favor of SDSU, down in Northern Arizona. God, is that Flagstaff where they are?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's Flagstaff. Anyway, down in the northern part of Arizona, was where that game was. That was insane, an absolutely insane game. And I thought for that team to play SDSU like that, I would also argue that that's when SDSU was maybe not at their height, but at the highest point they'd been that at that point in the season. That was right before, actually right after the start of conference play, where they proceeded to run the table. NAU was like their last non-conference game. So, I did not think that USC was going to be able to pull it off. For a while, they were down 12, 14. How big?
Like 9-12 in the
Nine
second
to
quarter
twelve.
and the third quarter. The second half of the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, they
That was
absolutely
the run.
dominated. The biggest thing that I noticed when we were at the game is when they brought out Natalie to the top of the key, that allowed the NAU's bigs, which is what this is probably what you were thinking too. NAU's bigs. Their points in the paint, their second chance points. That's what was kind of worrying me a little bit, like how physical they are. But when they brought, when Mike was running plays to bring Natalie out, which she's got, she's done throughout the season, but it was a lot of it. It pulled it out, and especially in the second half, it pulled those big girls out, and there were so many backdoor cuts and wide open layups. Like, it was five out, so many backdoor cuts, bounce passes from opposite elbows to the block. Like, it, that's what helped that. I think USC had a 13-0 run.
13-0, yeah. Yeah, there were, I know for sure at least two, if not three times that USD was down like 10 to 12. And every time they closed that gap, closed that gap, closed that gap, and then it would get bigger again. And then they finally overtook it. But to your point about bringing Mazurek out, what I also found interesting is when they started doing that, it almost changed Northern Arizona's offense too. They were not driving as much anymore.
No, they were just shooting bricks
from the perimeter.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what is happening? Because this is a team that can easily score 100 points.
Like, and I both teams, but we talked about this too. both teams shot not the greatest. USD shot, I think, 35, 36, 37%. Northern Arizona shot less than that. Yeah. Like, it was brick city. And you're right. When there were times, like, if flip it from an NAU perspective, USD just wouldn't freaking go away. They'd hit a three to go up by eight. Then USD would go on a four, get a couple baskets. They'd hit a two. Then USD would hit a three. And it just kept being like that two possession game. And then the hustle point started. Mm-hmm. The steals, the diving on the floor, the jump balls. Like, they were always the first ones on the floor. And NAU started settling. They just started jacking up crap. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one thing to, if you're jacking up open threes and they're just not falling, but I mean, these were contested shots that sitting there going, like, there is 19 seconds on the shot clock. Why are you shooting these things?
Yep. Yeah.
So they took Mike, and I gotta look at the box score quick, because I swear Mike was playing 10-11 girls.
When we say brick city, if you did not watch this game, I'm talking about chucking it up front of the rim, like, not even jumping for the rebounds, just sitting there. It's like a tennis ball coming off a wall at you. Just right back at you. You're catching it with your chest, and you're like, okay, I guess we're going now. Like, it was interesting.
USD played 10 girls, and there were so many substitutions. I don't know, maybe it was me being distracted by the boys running around on the bleachers again, but it always seemed like someone was checking in at the scores table. Like, there wasn't a lot of rest. And Grace played 38 minutes. You know, Alexi played 35, Nicole played 32. So that was one of the grittier performances I've seen. Like, a lot of teams in the WNIT, they might just cash it in there, right? It's like, oh, it's not our night. But they were playing like there's something to play for, which people have an opinion about a WNIT in a tournament that's not the NCAAs, but it's still postseason ball. You're still playing. You're still fighting to win a game. And now on to Wyoming. Wyoming.
Yeah.
Grace Larkins, really quick. Grace finished with a career high 34 points.
34, yep.
10 of 24 from the field. Let's see. I'll give some other props here. Alexi, 13 points. Grace had 12 rebounds, too. Nicole Ambrosi, 12 points. Carly Duffney, 11 points. Tori DePerry off the bench with 7 rebounds. USD shot 27 of 28 from the free throw line. Northern Arizona, 5 of 6.
Mm-hmm.
USD fouled. Let's see. So Northern Arizona had 23 fouls. USD had 11. I'm trying to remember. The problem was is that Northern Arizona went away from pounding it inside. They kept jacking up threes, and they weren't attacking USD, so there weren't a lot of fouls called for USD. But USD's game plan, when they would make those cuts, when there'd be backdoor, Grace got really, really aggressive driving. That's where the foul discrepancy was. There's, you know, usually in USD had 2 or 3 a quarter less than them. So yeah. 12 seems like a lot, but when it's 2 or 3 a quarter less and you watch the game, you're like, yeah, that's about right with the way that the teams are playing.
Yeah. I also wanted to say, I was on my phone quick because I knew there was another Grace thing that I needed to say. I couldn't remember what it was, but I knew I retweeted it, so I had to find it. That was her 20th career 20 game, as well as a career high 34. And the free throw thing you brought up, I wasn't sure what the final stat was, but I saw at one point last night, pretty late in the game, Jay Ellison tweeted USD's 20 for 20 from the free throw line. And then he goes, seems relevant. I was like, yeah, it's definitely relevant. Definitely relevant.
Oh, man. So now we got Wyoming. USD is 3-2 all time against Wyoming.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know a ton about Wyoming. What I know from what Joe told me is that they have a really good women's basketball following. I guess they support their program a lot. So, because when I had said last night to Joe, because after the game, if you didn't watch, not you, the listener, Mike Jewett, just he grabbed the mic and came out of the court and said, hey, listen, we're traveling. We know that this is where we're going. And so I had said, oh, I guess they're traveling, like they already know that. And Joe said, where? And I said, Laramie. And he said, oh, Wyoming, of course. He was like, there's no way they were going to host that game. Wyoming, like, would have put all the money in the world down. And I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. So I guess they are really supportive and have a good following. I don't know much about them as a program this year. I have their schedule up. They went 17-14, 11-7 in the conference. They played UND early this year, beat them 77-60. They beat Denver pretty handily, lost by 16 to Gonzaga. They beat BYU by 12.
Okay.
12-point loss to Creighton. Nothing else in here is really, I mean, their Mountain West games were meh. The Mountain West isn't as strong on the women's side as it is the men's side.
This is going to be a good game. I think on paper it's good. The history is good. I don't know what, like, rankings and stat-wise, how they compare, but just on paper, this looks like it's going to be a good basketball game. And it's how we're going to – USD is going to be able to handle the crowd. It's probably, you know, I don't know what their arena sits, but probably 8,000-9,000 maybe more.
I'm looking on their quick fact sheet, but I don't know if it's there.
Well, I don't even know. So USD and Montana have played 5 times in their history, twice this century.
USD and Wyoming.
Yeah, USD, okay. Wyoming. The last matchup in Vermillion was during the 13-14 season. USD won 82-78. And then the latest matchup was in December of 2016, back in 2016. Or I said that twice. My bad. December 2016. Okay, so 2016 in Laramie, they lost in overtime 62-69. So Wyoming has never won in Vermillion, 0-3. USD has never won in Wyoming, 0-2.
All right.
So history's not on the Yotes side, but obviously we'll see.
So looking at Wyoming's stat sheet, I didn't know that teams did this. I've never seen it before, but they have a score by periods for, like, Wyoming and for their opponents for the entire season. So they score their most points in the third quarter.
Oh.
They score their least points in the fourth quarter.
Okay. So if USD plays the game plan they did last game, here we go.
Yeah, if you're into what USD did this last game, then that might be a time to this might be a time to redeploy that strategy. This is unfortunately a PDF, so I can't view, like, the XML stats and just click on things and have it, like, realign for me. So that's frustrating. Their highest scorer this season has scored 427 points.
Okay.
That same girl has 255 rebounds.
What are they averaging PPG as a team?
Let me find it.
So the thing about Northern Arizona I was talking to some folks about, because they're like, oh, do we have a shot? And I said, we do. And, like, the points that I mentioned, but I literally said, it's the first to 70 wins. I think USD is like a ridiculous 16 or 17-1 when scoring above 70 or something like that. It's mm-hmm. it's crazy. And then NAU was similar too to that when they scored above like 67 or something. So I was like, it's the first to 70. So I'd be curious what to know Wyoming if they score that 70 to 75 range.
They do not. They're averaging 63.5.
And with USD's defense?
Yeah, they're also holding their opponents to 59.9, but that's not going to happen tomorrow or Friday.
This is going to be a low scoring game. I'm going to say first to 60 wins.
That's what we had said in the Summit League Championship game. I know you weren't there, but the person that I was sitting next to heard at sports, I said, what do you think the final score is? It was like second quarter. I said, knowing what you know right now, what do you think the final score is? And he was like, God, are we going to get to 50? And I said, I was going to say 55. I really was going to say first to 55. The way that first half was going, I was like, dude, this is going to be the lowest scoring game in like both these teams' history.
Just got to win by one.
Just got to win by one. Exactly.
That's what I was saying too during the game yesterday. I was like, you know what? The shooting is ugly, but I don't even care because it's survive in advance. There's no metric. There's no like, well, you know, you're trending in the wrong or right direction. No, you win, you advance. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter. We'll just win by one.
I am honestly more like, I feel more confident about USD beating Wyoming than I do NDSU beating Minnesota. But that said, I'm more intrigued by the NDSU Minnesota game just because the storyline, right?
And USD, they tip off a half hour after Minnesota. Oh,
is USD 7:30?
Yeah, because we said it's a half hour. So if was Minnesota NDSU at 7, right? That's what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7:30 then, Central Time.
Yeah, you're right. 6:30 Mountain. Okay, I was thinking they were both at the same time.
Which kind of stinks. I wish USD would finish first because then if they do win, then we could be like, all right, who are you rooting for?
yeah. No, I don't know who I'm rooting for, honestly. No, I mean, I'm rooting for NDSU, but I do think it would be quite the storyline.
It'd be a better storyline. Either matchup, again, I don't know the logistics of booking, you know, bidding and whatever, but if USD beats Wyoming and if USD gets the home thing, it's going to be packed. But which one do you want? Cause it's going to be a great atmosphere, but the better storyline is Minnesota, but also NDSU would bring more of a crowd. So it'd be kind of be that fun postseason.
Yeah.
Experience. I don't know.
I really think also, I'm not a fan of, I didn't hate ORU being on the same side of the bracket because they were in the lower quadrant.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't meet them until the Final Four. But I do think it's kind of bogus that you put all three Summit League teams on the same side of the bracket. And oh, also,
yeah,
giving NDSU a second round bye, not saying they didn't deserve it or shouldn't have it. I love that they got it. But by doing that, they have to win one game less to get to their league opponent. And the three teams, the three Summit League teams, even though ORU lost, the three Summit League teams that were in the WNIT were, I mean, clearly based on performance that we just saw, like strong enough to get there. So,
well, and we don't have to dive into this tonight, but I'd be curious if it was all location based, like how Minnesota, NDSU, you know, USD, Wyoming, but then at the same, like, are they doing this locale wise in the round of 32? Because Northern Wyoming Arizona,
San Antonio, doesn't
make any sense. Northern Arizona, USD doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So I think that's bogus. I just think it's not like NDSU and USD already played each other twice. They could have played each other three times had they played each other in the tournament. Like, so you're bargaining on a fourth time.
Yeah.
And I was telling my husband last night, like, I think we were talking about hosting or something. Oh, no, we were talking about refs. He said, is the school in charge of getting refs? And I said, I'm sure the league is. Because he said, these are Summit League refs. And I said, are they? And then I saw Missy Brooks. And I was like, oh, my God, they are. And he said, I thought the tournament would be in charge of that. And I said, no, Triple Crown does not give a shit about anything except getting their bag.
Yeah, the refs at the UFC game last night are refs that we have seen a lot. Actually, one of the guys, not the tall guy with the slick black hair, but the other guy, he was in the first round of the NCAA tournament. He was in one of the Big Ten gyms. I remember watching it. I don't remember if it was Indiana maybe, but he was there reffing. So it was like interesting to see him back reffing a WNIT. I went, oh, must not have done very well because you're not reffing the the Sweet 16 or the round of 32 there.
He could also just be new too.
Oh no, this guy
or has, newer to
the ref.
Has he done tournament stuff before?
Yeah, these refs that were there last night, they've been there since I was in college. They've reffed SDSU games before.
Well, I know Missy has because I see her all the time. Mm-hmm. I was talking to one of our coaches at the Summit League tournament, and we were talking about refs. And that sounds bad. We were talking about refs. no, we were just talking about, like, the refs that we knew. Actually, you were there because you had asked this person, like, how soon do you know who they are?
Oh.
And the answer was, like, an hour before the game. And I said, I know very few refs, but I know Missy. And apparently we thought that was funny, but yeah. Missy, I don't know if she'll ever admit it, but that is one ref that I've gotten to, like, talk to me before from the student section.
Yeah.
In a nice way. Lovingly hassled. I'm not sure if it was her. I think it was. That was the story I told about when we were playing USD, and it was between third and fourth quarter. And I was like, hey, Stripes, I want a shooting foul. And she was like, they're not going to miss. And I was like, yes, they are. I want my wings. Yeah. No, that's great. Okay, so to wrap up, because I have a migraine and I want to go lay in bed. My train of thought is gone. On Friday, NDSU will be at Minnesota. That game is on Big Plus, Big Ten Plus. It works on all the TVs. All the apps, all the phones. You don't.
Uh-oh.
We're back.
There we go.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yep.
you can do, if you're interested in Big Ten Plus, you can do a sports subscription, a school subscription, or like just a monthly everything subscription. They honestly, I think they have one of the better streaming apps out there because they give you that choice. Like, if you want to just subscribe to volleyball, it's like $50 a year, all the volleyball games, right? Or you can pick your school or whatever. So Big Ten Plus on Saturday, Friday, if you want to watch NDSU at Minnesota, that is 7 p.m. Central. A half hour later at 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, USD will be in Laramie, Wyoming, taking on Wyoming, the Cowgirls. That will be on Mountain West Network. You can get that online. You can also get the app. Last I knew it was free. You might have to pay now, but it works on all the TVs. So that, you know what? I was watching Denver play Air Force on Mountain West like this fall or that at the beginning of the season in the non-con, and I don't believe I paid for it. So actually I do think it's
okay.
Sweet. Yeah. Other than
I know there's a watch party for USD at JJ's Wine and Spirits on Friday. So
okay.
I won't have to worry about that.
There you go. Cool. I have nothing else. Regardless of outcome, we will be back next week.
Yes. No, it's if you can watch the games, great. If not, I hope all your brackets suck just as much as mine.
There's always somebody effing up the brackets. I put three bets down to very, very cheap bets, like $35 total in bets. And I don't do that like throughout the year, just like when it comes to tournament time. So for all of you that yell at me for complaining about being broke, I don't need you to tell me that I shouldn't have spent $35 on bets. That would not have made a car payment. Shut the F up. Thank you very much. I said on Twitter one time that I went to Starbucks twice in one day. I was like, oh my God, guys, I saw the same barista. And somebody, an SDSU person, replied to my tweet and was like, that's a car payment. And I said, first of all, my car is paid off. Secondly, I have three jobs, so F off. Thirdly, $12.65 is not a car payment, sir.
I was going to ask, are SDSU folks driving 96 Chevy Cavaliers?
Like, it is not the avocado toast that is keeping us down, okay? And I don't like avocados. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
What was I even talking about before that?
I don't even know.
I don't know either. Oh, my bets. Yeah, I put 3 bets down this weekend. $35 total across all the bets I put down. Would have paid out over $500. None of them hit. I'm sad. It's fine.
It's okay. I won $11, so.
Oh, does that even cover the 2 drinks we had at Crooked Pint?
No.
I think my tab was like $17 that night or something. It wasn't bad. Okay, we'll see you all next week. Watch basketball.
Watch tons of basketball.
Bye. See you guys.